Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
There has got to be a better way to look for your brother.
Do you have a boat I don't know about, or some other means of transportation?
No, I mean, like, beyond just sloshing through a swamp on foot.
Bright side, the fact I'm even willing to wade through this muck means progress.
Progress?
For the old noggin! Not a big fan of the unknown, but pushing my way through this murky water with who knows what lurks beneath.
You are absolutely terrified right now, huh?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I am not. I am fit as a fiddle at sundown.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Maybe it was a bird.
Let's go back to the lighthouse.
Run!
I can't!
Tree! Up the tree!
These trees
up
are
the tree.
Not very climbable!
Too bad! That is way too bad!
I can't reach it!
Go faster! Okay.
How did it not catch us? How it's literally evolved to catch soul prey like us in this kind of environment. It doesn't make any sense. Why are we still alive? We should be dead. Oh my gosh, we should be dead.
Perry, get your shit together. We're fine.
No, we are not, because I have no idea how to get back to the lighthouse, and how I thought Ace would be in the swamp is beyond me, and like, gosh, typical Perry can't get her stuff together. I hate this.
Whoa, Perry!
Perry! This is dumb. This is so dumb. I'm gonna die here. Girl picks up a stranger for an adventure, gets him killed, and nobody knows because they're in a gosh darn swamp of all places.
Hey! Hey!
What's that?
My hand to help you up.
Well, thanks.
Dude, we're alive. I don't know how, but we are. You yelling? Probably gonna bring the gator back, so let's keep things more quiet. Right, take a breath. We can get back.
What's that?
What's what?
There's a sound.
That sounds like a...
Okay, can you try starting it again?
This is the road trip all over again. I don't see why I don't just find a new one.
What?
I don't see why you don't just get a new one. Or, like, a used one.
If I can fix it, I will. If it's beyond all repair, then, yeah, may need to say sayonara. Try it again.
Come on, man. I got things to do. People to message. Places to Google search.
Hey, you're the one who doesn't want me to spoil the end of Gardenia Plex.
It's not my fault you're 5 issues ahead.
And it's not my fault you don't buy your own comics. Come on. Once more with feeling.
Ugh, fine. You got it, boss.
Besides, this is as much for me as it is for you. Weren't you gonna visit Ruth?
What?
I said, weren't you gonna visit...
Wait, what is someone like you doing out here?
I live around here. I can ask you the same question.
Oh, we're looking for someone.
Seems more like you needed someone looking for you.
Wait, did you happen to see an enormous alligator out here?
Are you talking about Franny?
If you mean the humongous alligator that tried to eat us, then yes.
She's harmless. She just likes playing around with people and scaring them.
Yeah, very effective prank. If I wasn't already afraid of alligators, I would be now.
Now, Jessie, she's the one you gotta look out for. She's twice as big and four times as mean.
Look at your faces. I'm only kidding. I like to play pranks too. Spook people into avoiding where they're not supposed to be.
Jess is a nice alligator. She's gone vegan. She's cool.
How'd you find us?
What was that?
How'd you find us? Doesn't seem like the type of place you just stumble across people.
No, it doesn't. But a few of my friends were playing telephone, and they say they saw a young woman having a fit. Thought I'd better investigate.
Oh. Sorry.
It's not me that needs the apologies. You scared quite a few of my friends out there.
I am very sorry for disturbing the peace.
Jeez, Perry, are you nuts?
She said they needed an apology. It's only polite.
We're in a swamp.
What was that, young man?
It's a swamp.
Well, thank you for picking us up, ma'am. We were really lost and scared, so your help is mighty appreciated. Do you think you'd be able to help us find our way back?
I don't know where you guys came from, but I guess you can come to my place and get cleaned up.
Hey, Perry, what's up?
Hello, hi,
Oh my god, Varun, would you please give me a break for like 2 seconds? I get it, your flashcards are awesome. Stop waving them in my face.
Is this a bad time?
No. I'm in a study group right now, and they are being total tweebs about me taking a 5-minute break to talk to the coolest person in the world. I'm sorry. I have like a minute before the shark started feeding frenzy.
Just checking in about maybe visiting? He said that I could use a truck and maybe go on an adventure to see you.
Hell yeah. I'd love for you to visit, Perry. Rock on. Let's talk details later. I really have to go. They're forming a coalition against me. Talk to you soon. Love ya.
Love you. Bye.
Wait a moment. Just one moment. Keep waiting. There. Thanks for letting me take your picture.
Nimrods, I have saved. Oof, that guy looks soaked.
I took that before he dried off. The fool thought he could catch himself a monster. He just didn't know that I'm the one who catches monsters around these parts.
What's in these slides?
Careful! Took me a month to get those specimens ready.
Who are these kids?
My sister's kids. The day Franny showed them the main drags of the swamp. They have their sights set on microbiology, which makes the heart sing louder than a basso profundo in Vienna. Have you ever been?
Oh, no. Benny, have you been?
Once. Didn't catch the opera, though.
You're not missing much. Just a lot of loud notes in a story you can barely understand. But don't tell Jessie that. She's a huge fan of Puccini.
Wasn't planning on it.
What was your plan? Crashing about in the water?
We're looking for her brother. He went missing a few years back.
And you're just now looking for him?
It's kind of a long story. I had a photo, but it's gone now, probably dissolving in the water.
You think you're gonna find him on foot? You need to broadcast that message. I can pass it along to my friends, but you're gonna have to figure out something that works in places where the animals don't play telephone.
Huh. Well, this is the most satisfying sense of deja vu I've ever had.
Yeah, well, I was kind of just doing the best I could with the ideas I had. I mean, he could be anywhere, really.
Oh, well, hopefully he's in a better place.
A better place?
Than this. A better place than this.
What?
I mean, this place is great, but, you know, places like this are...
Apparently a place where visitors can just swap an innocent fly who's just going about its day.
Well,
And don't think I didn't notice your comments back on the boat.
It's only a swamp.
Uh-huh.
You arrive in a swamp. You cause a ruckus, you startle a bunch of creatures minding their own business, and you have the gall not to apologize?
Well, I didn't think it was...
You didn't think. You just caused trouble. Your friend here set a nice example for you, and you ignored her. But you know what? I shouldn't have to tell you how to treat someone else's place with respect, and neither should your friend.
It's not our job to teach you common courtesy. You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that you're lost and confused and plain scared. We've all been there. But when someone comes along and clarifies and tries to tell you that you might have hurt people...
Well, I should apologize.
And do better. Are you going to do better?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're not just saying that because the lady's lecturing you 2 inches from your face?
No, ma'am.
All right. I'll take you at your word. For now. There. That's much better. Now I'm going to go see if Franny's around so she can take you wherever it is you need to go. And you might want to describe this brother of yours, just in case he ends up in the neighborhood. We can let him know you're looking.
You hear that, Perry? An alligator is going to lead us back.
What's that wall she moved our picture to?
Not complete Nimrods.
Thanks, Franny!
I've said goodbye to an alligator. All right, then. Perry, want to start strategizing about...
I'm tired.
Oh, okay. No worries. We don't have to brainstorm or anything. We could just play cards or something.
No, thank you.
All right. I'll make some soup for dinner and then let you know when it's ready.
I think I'd like to be left alone for a while. I need to process this new information I've received about alligators. Thank you, though.
Okay, Perry. Mo and I will be here if you need anything.
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Jose Donato as Benny, and Francis Torres as Gina. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and transcripts, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.